1, 2, 3.
You're listening to Sports Talk Chicago with your host, John Zagluhl.
John, I am fantastic. Thank you for having me. You got an awesome voice, man, and that was a terrific intro. You're like a pro's pro.
You know, that was the first time somebody ever said that, John. No, you're the first person to ever say anything like that. That's very interesting.
You got it, John. Anything for a fellow Chicago guy.
Well, what a great question.
That's a great question. Nobody's actually asked me that.
I like it. What a great question. I never heard that before.
Chase Utley is what? You're saying he's not a Hall of Fame candidate?
You know, it's funny. You may be the only person that I've heard make that connection.
Thank you, John, for having me. I'm doing great. By the way, you have an outstanding voice. Not sure about your face because I haven't met you, but your voice is great.
You're doing a much better job than I ever did. You've had some heavy hitters guests on too, man, so keep up the good work. But it's good to be with you, and I'm ready to talk sports.
Hello, everybody, and welcome in to Sports Talk Chicago. My name's John Zagluhl. Great to have you here. On the Tuesday edition of the program, should the Bears re-sign Mitch Trubisky? It's a big question. We'll explain in just a moment. Plus, a brand new interview today with Dan Wiederer. He covers the Bears for the Tribune and is a contributor to ESPN 1000. We talk with him more about the Bears quarterback situation, the wide receiving core, defense, and what to expect for next season. It's a great interview, and it comes your way near the midway point of this show. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at John Z Sports and on Facebook at John Zagluhl. And if you want to listen to this show at any time in podcast form, search up Sports Talk Chicago on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and SportsTalkChicago.com. Today's show is brought to you by State Farm agent Ryan McDevitt. If you're a local small business owner, you know how important it is to be there for your customers. State Farm agent Ryan McDevitt runs a small business in Downers Grove, too, and he's here to help you protect your small business. Call Ryan today at 630-796-2662. That's 630-796-2662. Or visit his website, ryanismyagent.com. That's ryanismyagent.com. And make sure to mention Sports Talk Chicago. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. I want to start today with this. Why is it that we never appreciate something until it's gone? Why do we take so many things for granted in our lives each and every day? Think about it. Life before COVID, ball games, concerts, the act of seeing people. We took that for granted. We do that with a lot of things in life today. And at the end of the day, you may love them or hate them in the moment, but when they're gone, there's always that feeling. I wish that was here. I wish that was back. See, but the Bears, as they enter the new season with no clue about quarterback, I have to wonder, are Bears fans feeling the same thing? Love him or hate him, everybody watched Mitch Trubisky. Everybody waited week in and week out. Would he throw a pick? Would he have a great game? He was a conversation starter. He still is a conversation starter here in Chicago. And as we look at the quarterback market in the NFL today, the question becomes, who's better? Who's better for the Bears in 2021? Who's acquirable? Who's realistic? See? The Bears are not getting Deshaun Watson. Sorry. Hate to burst your bubble, but that's not happening. Derek Carr now isn't available, according to a recent report. In fact, the Raiders want to extend him. Wentz has been traded. What else is there? Besides the draft, everyone who's available, realistically, isn't better, is not an upgrade. It's about the same. I just find it funny. Everybody wanting to rush him out of town, Matt Nagy included. This isn't a fan thing. This is a team thing. The Bears wanted to rush him out of town. They thought, we'll be fine. This is a primo location. We'll command interest. Everyone's coming here. And what do you know? No one is. No one has interest to come to this dumpster fire of a team right now. With essentially a lame duck head coach, lame duck GM, no offensive weapons, defense regressing, no O-line. What quarterback would choose to come here? None. That's why I find it funny. That's why I say you always miss something once it's gone. Now reality is set in for Bears fans and the Bears. Who else is available? Who are they going to get? Who's going to be better than Mitch? The answer, no one. Really, no one. No cap room. No one who knows the system better. What are they supposed to do? I mean, you could go after Ryan Fitzpatrick or Tyrod Taylor. I wouldn't have a problem with that, but they don't know the system. That's essentially like a Nick Foles signing. You could catch lightning in a bottle. They could win games. We don't know. Besides them, though, there's no one I would want on this team. Marcus Mariota, are you kidding me? I've seen so much talk around him. That's a joke, right? Marcus Mariota, the guy who lost his job to Ryan Tannehill, the guy who backed up Derek Carr. You want a loser to come in and start for the Bears? That's not a personal attack. That's the truth. He's a loser. You lose your job to Ryan Tannehill, you become a backup for Derek Carr. The Bears were pursuing Derek Carr. Why would you settle for the consolation prize on his same team? That makes no sense. And then Sam Darnold. You know, I'm convinced as long as his name isn't Mitch Trubisky, everyone's okay with it. I'm convinced. Because how in your right mind would you demand and beg for Sam Darnold, but then say, Mitch is trash, get him out? Now I'm asking. Sam Darnold's best year was an 84 passer rating. That's it. 84. One of the worst in the NFL. Hey, 20 years ago, an 84 was great. Today, that's last. Near last in the NFL, an 84. Hell, if everyone's saying Mitch is average for posting a 95 passer rating, where do you think an 84 stands? Right? That's what I thought. It's just funny. It's funny how so many people begged and pleaded, get him out. Horrible quarterback. We know he's a bust. But now you look around and you realize, well, wait a minute. What are we going to do? Who's next? Who's available? Who's left? The Bears have become the consolation prize for the NFL this year. No one wants to go there. So some poor sap at the end of the day will have to sign there. And that's it. Tell me I'm wrong. There's no chance they get Deshaun Watson. Carr isn't going anywhere. They didn't get Wentz. Didn't get Stafford. So you're left with the trash heap. You're left with Marcus Mariota, Sam Darnold, Fitzpatrick, maybe Tyrod Taylor, or draft. Oh, right, and you already have Nick Foles. And we saw enough of that experiment this year. So I ask, what's the logical conclusion? Who are the Bears supposed to be targeting right now besides Mitch? I'm asking. Genuine question. I know everybody's up in arms. I know he's not the right guy. I get it. I know. but he's not a horrible option for next year. You know, someone commented, hey, bring him back. Then the Bears will go 4-12, then everyone's gone. Fine, if that's the way you're thinking, you're right. I'd rather do that and see a full rebuild than see the Bears give up legitimate draft capital and or salary constraints to bring in some veteran QB. I'd rather see Mitch return, keep Foles, sure, draft a rookie, have them all three compete for this year's job. The best gets it. No favoritism, no politics, no, well, we have to give it to Mitch. No, nothing is promised to anybody. Do a full-out competition for the job. Give up no money, no draft capital. See what happens. If it doesn't work, you're all fired. That's it. It's that simple. It's being overcomplicated. This position is being overcomplicated by everybody. We see rumors going back and forth, people pandering for likes and retweets. Stop it. Everyone knows deep down what the truth is. The truth is, the Bears are not a primo position. No one wants to come here. Mitch Trubisky wouldn't be the worst player to be at quarterback in 2021 compared to some of the other people that everyone's rumoring. Why not do it? Oh, that's right, because his name is Mitch Trubisky, and everyone's going to have a fit. So we have to make sure not to make that happen. Give me a break. We all know that everyone roots against Mitch. If you do, you would want him back. You'd root for him to go 4-12 and everybody to be fired. And then your dream of cleaning house would finally happen. There'd be nothing more to complain about. So, in both cases, you're getting what you want. For people like me, it gives Mitch one more chance. He deserves it. For those who don't believe in him and think he's a horrible quarterback, well, here you go. He could theoretically drive the franchise into the ground, and then there will be, finally, real change. So, there's an incentive on both sides, I think, to bring him back. They should do it. Who cares about fan reaction? Who cares about begging and crying and pleading for someone different? This is football. No emotions. It's a business. Make the best decision to help your team win. That's it. Or in this case, make the best decision to promote your future. I'm sorry, it's not worth the Bears giving up legitimate draft capital for a quarterback right now. They're tied up as it is when it comes to the draft. And what, they're going to pay somebody lots of money? They can't even afford it. We have to put the needs of the organization above the needs of recency bias, above the needs of just a brand new quarterback. What happens if you pay a quarterback? Well, you probably have to let Allen Robinson go. Can't afford him. No improvements for the O-line. No defensive help. Nothing. Anyone else see this? Is it only me? I know everybody just thinks quarterback, done. If they get a new quarterback, they're great. No. If they get a new quarterback, they'd actually be behind. If they paid somebody, they'd be set behind as a team. They'd be worse off. They'd lose pieces around the quarterback to make them great. If Deshaun Watson came here, goodbye, Allen Robinson. And who the hell is Deshaun going to be throwing to then? Besides Darnell Mooney, some late round pick who had a good rookie year. You see what I mean? Believe me, I know emotions and passion get in the way sometimes of rational thinking. I do it all the time. You do too. I know. But when we think about this with a clear head, the choice is simple. Bring back Mitch on a team-friendly contract, maybe a $15 million. 1 year, $15 million. Foles is already on the books. Draft someone at 20 or move up a bit and get a quarterback. Have all three of them compete. May the best man win. That's it. One goes down. If one can't perform in a game, you're done. New guy. Go. That's it. No excuses for anybody, including Mitch. No exceptions. If you screw up, you're done. Not a bad idea. Sports are a competition, right? Let's foster competition for the Bears. Let's get rid of politics and favoritism. And, oh, we owe Mitch this, we owe Nick this, we owe the rookie this. No. If you perform the best in camp, you start. And if you don't, you're out of luck. Sorry. That's how this whole thing should be handled. No, the Bears don't need some bust of a quarterback in Sam Darnold. Sorry, don't want him. Marcus Mariota? No, the Bears don't need a loser. They need a winner. They need a winning quarterback. Believe it or not, Foles and Mitch and possibly the rookie would all provide that. That's what they should be looking for here. I get it. People are infatuated with different names. Oh, I know that guy from this team. Let's bring him here. No. You're going to regret it. Remember when I said to open up this show? If you take things for granted eventually, when they're gone, you're going to miss them. If you compare Mitch Trubisky to Sam Darnold, your head is going to spin next year. If you want Darnold with the Bears, and you see what he does in 2021, you're going to be begging for Mitch to come back, and it's going to be too late. Same with Mariota. Possibly the same with Fitzpatrick or Taylor. Make the right choice. Make the choice that helps out in the future, but make the choice today that satisfies the needs of the organization. If the Bears go 4-12, that's not a bad thing. Now, statistically it is, but it isn't, because then changes will be made. And everyone who's been clamoring for a rebuild, for everybody to be fired, they'll get their wish. On the contrary, if there's a competition and it turns out the best in each and every player, the Bears could win. And the model will work. There's no downside to bringing back Mitch, drafting a rookie, keeping Foles, and having all three compete. Now throw Tyler Brand in the mix too. Why not? The more competition, the better. That's how this should be handled. I'm sick of seeing rumors and support for quarterbacks that don't belong here. Sam Darnold does not belong in a Bears uniform. Ask a Jets fan. If you don't believe me, ask a Jets fan. He is a sorry excuse for a quarterback. Marcus Mariota, go talk to the Titans. There's a reason why they moved on from him. They didn't just cut him loose for no reason. No. The guy's throwing 13 touchdowns, 15 picks in a season. Say what you want about Mitch. He doesn't do that. He's relatively careful when it comes to picks. Relatively. That's my point. I know you want the next best thing, but believe it or not, the next best thing is right in front of you. It's been there the whole time. You have just refused to acknowledge it. The Bears and Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy are in a very tough position. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I feel bad for them. At the same time, though, we know they dug their own grave and they have to do whatever they can to salvage next year. What does that look like? Well, to me, it's a competition, and to me, it's bringing back Mitch Trubisky. More to come here on Sports Talk Chicago. My interview with Dan Wiederer comes up next, so stay tuned. Hey, do you want to make some money this weekend? What if I told you I could offer you $250 to bet on any game you want? Here's what you have to do. Go to sportstalkchicago.com/cash, sportstalkchicago.com/cash. You must be 21+. You must be an Illinois resident. You could bet $250 free dollars on any game you want for this upcoming weekend. NHL, college basketball, the NBA is back too. This is, without question, the best time to put down some money and win a whole lot more back. At sportstalkchicago.com/cash. sportstalkchicago.com/cash. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports Talk Chicago. Here with John Zagluel, and we are back and ready for today's special guest. He's the Bears beat reporter for the Chicago Tribune and a contributor to ESPN 1000. Please welcome Dan Wiederer to the program. Dan, it's great to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing great, John. I'm waiting for the snow to melt, and if we could get that accelerated, I'd be even better.
So, Dan, what was your reaction to the Carson Wentz trade?
Yeah, I think my reaction to the trade and my reaction to sort of the speculative rumor tornado that was swirling before the trade were two different things. I think in the end, the trade was a deal that made sense for the two teams that made the deal, the Colts and the Eagles. I think that the Colts were able to get a player that Coach Frank Reich is very familiar with from his time in Philadelphia, a player that they believe they can fix and turn into a dependable starter in 2021 and beyond. And they were able to get him at a cost to them in terms of draft capital that wasn't a major handicap, that made sense for them, financially and in terms of the capital they have to offer. Now it's a matter of seeing whether they can get him playing back at the levels that he was playing in during 2017, during chunks of 2019. And that's going to be a difficult thing. I think the rumors that swirled and moved in a lot of different directions for really the better part of 2 weeks there were an indication of what happens in the NFL at this time of the year, where you have to really get out your filter and sort of distinguish between what is rumor and what is reality. And I think that the Eagles did a really nice job of trying to get some messaging out there to scare up a bigger market and a bigger asking price for Carson Wentz. But in the end, Chris Ballard in Indianapolis didn't blink and said, here's what we're willing to offer. Got his guy. Both parties made the deal. And I know obviously the Bears were linked in a lot of those rumors, but ultimately sort of stood still and let that deal happen between the Colts and the Eagles.
Is he a fixable quarterback to you?
That's the question. I do think he is fixable. I think it may require a level of patience maybe just some, I guess patience is the operative word here that the Colts can offer that the Bears might not be able to offer. We understand that in 2021, Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy are going to be under an intense microscope as they try to prove that they're putting this franchise back on track and in the right direction. And so the win or else sort of urgency that's here in Chicago might not be the best situation for a player like Carson Wentz. What you have to do to fix Carson Wentz is figure out how to get him back in a comfort zone, in a confident mindset that allows him to see the field in ways that he clearly wasn't seeing the field in 2020. And you have to make sure that he can be sort of this energizer in the locker room. And there were certainly questions in Philadelphia down the stretch of last year that he couldn't be that guy anymore for that organization. And so now it's up to Frank Reich in Indianapolis to take on that repair project. And listen, John, you heard from a lot of people around the NFL over the last month and a half that you had to look at this like a badly damaged vehicle, right? If you were going to pursue Carson Wentz. And so if you're willing to take on that repair work, you have to understand that there's going to be a lot of repairs to be done. And in the Bears case, I'm just not sure it would have been worth, one, taking on the salary, and two, trading away much needed draft capital to get a player that you don't know how quickly he can be fixed or if he can be fixed at all. But we'll see what he does in Indianapolis.
Dan Wiederer here on Sports Talk Chicago. Dan, with Wentz off the market, then what's the next best option for the Bears at quarterback here?
You know, I've been saying for a while that I think that the Bears have to approach this offseason at that position similar to the way they did in 2017. And that may mean taking multiple big swings at that position. It may mean in the next month taking a swing either in free agency or via a trade on a veteran quarterback that you think can come in and start for you right away in 2021. And also looking at the draft. I know the Bears have the 20th pick in the April draft and will likely have to maneuver up the draft board to get a quarterback in the draft. But I think it's something you have to strongly consider is to go down both avenues, right? And wind up with a veteran and a rookie that you can sort of try to work with simultaneously and try to fix this position that for 101 years now for the Bears has been a major headache. And so I think, John, when you look at what's happening around the NFL, there's going to be a ton of quarterback movement in the league. And so the Bears have to be ready to react and be involved and be involved and react. And there's going to be so many different moves that you have to be able to watch it all unfold and evolve with everything that unfolds. We'll see where they wind up. Again, you have to understand that some of the salary cap constraints that they're working under, some of the draft capital constraints that they're working under, leave them with a little bit of more of a steep climb in addressing this position. But I would not be shocked if we get to the first week of May and we're talking about not only a new veteran in that quarterback's room, but also a rookie as well.
So what you're saying is a Deshaun Watson trade is probably not going to happen, right?
Look, I think the Bears are going to do everything they can to blow up the phone lines of Nick Caserio in Houston and say, we want Deshaun Watson, and here's the best package that we are able to reasonably offer for Deshaun Watson. Now, I think there are other teams in this league, as has been well documented, that can offer more. Right. Again, the Bears don't pick until 20th in this draft this year, and you know they have to sweeten the deal some way, but I just think there are other interested teams that are going to be able to offer a better package to the Texans. And it's an auction hall. I mean, it's an auction hall here where, you know, the Texans are going to stand up there at the podium and they're going to, you know, ask every team in the league, do I hear two first round picks? Do I hear three? Do I hear three first round picks plus Christian McCaffrey? You know, it's going to be that kind of a fast paced frenetic auction for Deshaun Watson. And that assumes that the Texans get to a point where they're willing to even start that auction. I know right now, they have remained adamant that they have no desire and no plans to trade Watson. And so we'll see how that standoff finishes up.
Who would you say right now is the best option? Like free agency right now, is there someone specific that you have in mind that would work well?
No, there's not. And I think that the Bears really need to remain flexible in not sort of believing that there's only one answer to this trivia question, right? And so I think when you look at it, you just have to be willing to let some of these other dominoes play out. You know, there may be quarterbacks who aren't currently available, who become available because a team makes a trade for another quarterback. And now all of a sudden it shakes up the market a little bit. And so right now, I think what you have to understand if you're the Bears, if you're a Bears fan, is that there is no ideal solution this offseason. You're not going to get a guy that instantly in June makes you feel like, okay, they are settled at the quarterback position. And this guy's a can't miss answer to solving this position. And so they just have to figure out, is there four or five guys that they'd feel comfortable with going into the 2021 season with their starter. And that's going to be a tricky sort of riddle for them to solve, but they're going to have to go down that path. I know you've obviously heard the names, right, of the guys that are out there, whether it's a Ryan Fitzpatrick or a Tyrod Taylor. These are guys, you know, Cam Newton to some extent. They're all damaged to some extent, right? And so you have to just find somebody you can be comfortable with, somebody that's available, somebody that fits your system. And I don't know that there is an ideal answer to that question.
Is a Mitch Trubisky return possible?
I don't believe so. I think both sides got to the end of last season with an understanding that a change of scenery would benefit everyone. It's just time to turn the page on that. That experiment obviously didn't work here in Chicago, and trying to force that issue again and trying to make it work for a fifth season seems like it could be a major headache for everyone involved. You know, the fan base isn't going to sign up for that. You know that Matt Nagy lost his patience with Mr. Trubisky on multiple occasions over the last few seasons. And so it's just hard to imagine trying to get that thing up and running again in a way that made anyone feel good about going into the 2021 season. And you have to find something to make yourself feel good going into the season. Otherwise, it's going to be another wayward journey that leads us back to the same conversations we've been having forever.
Dan Wiederer here on Sports Talk Chicago. Dan, besides quarterback, what more do the Bears need to address next year?
Look, I think you have to figure out a way to stabilize your offensive line. Now, I think the group that they had playing in December together was a group that obviously had some cohesion and played well together and played at an acceptable level that allowed their offense to unlock some things that were clearly locked up pretty significantly through September and October and much November. And so I think you have to find ways to upgrade the talent and depth on the offensive line. I think obviously you need to figure out what your receiving core is going to look like with or without Allen Robinson. And that's a huge, huge storyline here in the coming weeks for the Bears, what happens with Allen Robinson. And then, you know, you have to find some pieces on defense. We obviously know the playmakers that are here, and they are on all three levels, whether it's Khalil Mack or Akeem Hicks or Roquan Smith or Kyle Fuller or Eddie Jackson. You have stars. You have star power on defense. And now they're going to be working with a new coaching staff and a new coordinator. And so you just have to figure out a way to make those pieces fit together again so that they're playing at 2018 levels as opposed to 2020 levels. And maybe you give your offense a little bit more margin for error if your defense returns to an elite level. But John, this organization is 8-8 for a reason. It's because they've got a lot of holes, and it's because they've got a lot of weaknesses. And so they really, at every single position, could stand to upgrade. And so it's up to Ryan Pace to take some limited salary cap space and figure out a way to do the most with what he has to work with.
Is he in an impossible position, would you say?
I wouldn't say it's impossible, but I think he has to be very honest with himself about the steep climb that they're facing. I think the biggest thing, and we can talk forever about this situation and never be wrong, is finding a starting quarterback who can win you games on a consistent basis. And until you do that, you're always in a bit of an impossible situation. And it's what has hampered the Bears forever. It's why you look across the border in Wisconsin and see that the Packers are constantly winning division championships, constantly winning playoff games, constantly playing deep into January, and the Bears are not. And it all stems from that one position, right? And so you can't understate it. As much as we talk about it, it never is overemphasized, right? Because it is just the most important position in the sport, and the Bears have to find an answer there. If they find an answer there that works, you have enough talent, both on defense and in pockets of your offense, to get back in the playoffs. And if you get back in the playoffs now, all of a sudden, maybe you buy yourself more time going forward to turn yourself into a Super Bowl contender again. But it's going to take a lot of work, and you have to be close to error-free this offseason to be back in that position.
How should they handle the Allen Robinson situation?
It's a good question, because I don't think you can afford to let Allen Robinson get away, particularly with a receiving core that doesn't have a lot of proven options behind him. I know we've talked a lot about Darnell Mooney and sort of the impressive rookie season he had, but Darnell Mooney's not ready to be a top flight number one receiver in his second season just yet. And Anthony Miller has not become the player we thought he was going to be. And Riley Ridley, who they used a fourth round pick on a few years ago, hasn't been able to see the field nearly enough for anyone to know if he's good or not good enough. And so that receiving core needs Allen Robinson in it. I think obviously you want to use the franchise tag to your benefit. The Bears can use that tool. It would cost $18 million if Robinson signed that tender and played on the franchise tag in 2021. But Robinson has made it clear that he would be agitated if the Bears use the franchise tag on him. He wants a longer-term extension, which is understandable because he doesn't want to take the injury risks without having his future locked up. And so I think you have to use the tag, but you want to use it in a way that allows you to buy more time to negotiate a longer-term extension by mid-July. And that's going to be the challenge, because you've got a lot of other things to work through this offseason, as we talked about. And so they've got to figure out a way to both keep Allen Robinson, but also keep him at a price tag that is team-friendly enough that it doesn't handcuff them in other areas.
Based on pure performance, does he deserve an extension?
Oh, there's no question. And it's one of the things that has baffled me for the last year, when the Bears, even before the pandemic hit in and changed all of the financial logistics of the league, I wasn't certain why they didn't go in to last spring hoping to give Robinson an extension. He's been productive. He's been a low-maintenance locker room leader for you. He's been a guy that has been very consistent in an offense that has been anything but consistent over the last few years. And so there's no question that Allen Robinson has held up his end of the bargain and deserves a long-term extension at a price that pays him along the lines of guys who signed last year, an Amari Cooper, a Keenan Allen, guys who are making north of $20 million on average annual value. And so I think Robinson is worthy of that. And now it's a matter of whether the Bears have a number that they would like to stay under. and whether they can pay fair market value and still do so in a way that allows them to address other areas on their team.
How concerning is it if Robinson isn't here? I mean, who are the Bears quarterbacks going to throw to next year without Robinson?
Well, that's it. And that's it in a nutshell. And that's why he has to be a top priority, because you just don't have that answer waiting in your locker room. And obviously we've seen them fail in the draft at drafting receivers that they thought were going to be that next answer, whether it's a Kevin White in the first round, you know, back in 2015, whether it's Anthony Miller, who hasn't become what we thought he would become in the second round a few years ago, whether it's Ridley, right? So you can't rely on yourself to make good decisions at that position when your track record is that you haven't made great decisions at that position. And so now here you have this proven commodity and Allen Robinson in your control, and you have to absolutely find a way to keep him around. If Allen Robinson's playing in a different uniform in September, things have gone very wayward for this organization and they may be hard to come back from.
Let me ask you this. What's your way too early prediction for the Bears next year?
I think I've got to just, for right now, without knowing what they're going to do in this offseason, is stick right where we've been for the last 2 years and believe that this team is probably an 8-8 team, perhaps 7-9. I mean, until they prove us otherwise, right? That seems to be what they are built to be: middle of the road, ordinary, capable of beating good teams on occasion, consistently losing to good teams more often. You know, it's just the essence of inconsistency and middle of the road and ordinary that we've seen. And so I think, an 8-8, 7-9 season is very much in the cards. And if the NFL adds a 17th game, then we can change that to 8-9 or 7-10.
More to come with Dan Wiederer in just a moment. Stay tuned. This is Sports Talk Chicago. Dan Wiederer is still here on Sports Talk Chicago. And Dan, I wanted to also talk about your career for a moment. You started at the Naperville Sun before going to the Fayetteville Observer, Minneapolis Star Tribune, and now, of course, the Chicago Tribune. Tell me about your journey through the business and how you've made it to where you are now.
Yeah, it's been a journey, and it's been a long one when you list off all those places. And I think back to starting my career way back in 1999, I feel how old I really am now. But I've had a really fun journey, to be honest with you. And the opportunity to go to North Carolina for 7 years and cover college basketball on Tobacco Road, covering Duke and North Carolina and NC State and Wake Forest, was a thrill of a lifetime, I'll be honest with you. It afforded me a lot of opportunities and a lot of adrenaline rushes through the month of March that are hard to replicate in this business. And so I tell people all the time, the Bears have yet to win a playoff game in the 8 seasons that I've covered them. And there's this reputation I get that you're constantly criticizing, you're constantly writing with a negative tone. And I say, show me the wins and then I'll show you the positive tone. When I was in North Carolina, I covered 3 national championship teams in 7 seasons. And if you go back and read my work from then, there was a lot of positive copy being produced because what I was watching was full of success and full of tremendous stories. And in 2018, the Bears had a similar path. And so certainly I would love to cover another season that included a postseason win here or there. But to your question about my journey, it's just been a lot of fun to be able to travel around the country, cover different sports, cover different teams. I was in Minneapolis when Adrian Peterson won the MVP award in 2012. That was a fun season in its own right because of the improbability of what he did coming off of a torn ACL to come back and rush for 2,000 yards less than a year later. Pretty cool to watch up close and personal. And so just the chance to kind of, again, travel around the country, cover different things, and then wind up back here at the paper I grew up reading, writing about the team that I grew up following. It has been it's been a dream journey in a lot of ways, John.
What's been the best part about covering the Bears?
You know, I think it's just the passion that this city has for this football team, and understanding that no matter what you write or no matter what you cover, there's going to be, one, a very big audience for it, and two, there's going to be a very passionate interest in it. And the opportunity to kind of have the dialogue with the fan base, to be able to expand beyond the Chicago Tribune and do some things with radio at ESPN 1000, with television at WGN. It's just been very fun to be a part of covering a charter franchise in the NFL with this much history in this position, and to do so for a city that, as you know, loves its Bears 365 days a year, rain, sun, or shine, and they are dialed in and ready to listen. And so I think for me that's probably the highlight.
About the most memorable story from the beat, what would that be?
Boy, you know, I would. I hate to bring up a negative one, but I'll give you two here, a negative and a positive one. But I still just remember watching Cody Parkey's field goal from the press box sail towards that north end zone at Soldier Field. And it was honestly, John, like time was standing still for a minute. You remember Parkey made that field goal right after the Eagles had called timeout just moments before. And so it was a second attempt at it. And it just felt like the ball hung up in the air and time stood still like a movie as that kick was headed for the upright to decide the game. And then to hear that clunk of pigskin against aluminum, and then to hear it again, and then to realize just how deflated that entire stadium, which had been electric the entire day, became instantly. It was just this very emotional moment inside Soldier Field that permeated to everything that was there. So that certainly a memory that stands out for me. Now, that memory was made possible because the Bears played so well. Right in 2018, they won the division. They won 9 of their last 10 games during the regular season. And when you get an NFL team that goes on a heater like that, that wins 9 out of 10 and is playing with the confidence and the fun levels that they were playing at, it's an adrenaline rush to be along for that ride and to be able to cover it. And so that season, followed by, if you recall, the Bears 100 convention the next offseason, where there was a lot of celebration of 100 years of Bears history, but also sort of an acknowledgement that 2018 team had put itself in position to do great things was a lot of fun. Now, as we know later, 2019 and 2020 did not allow the Bears to continue that momentum. And here we are, with the Bears in sort of regrouping mode once again. But I do think that those are a couple of things that stand out on my time on the beat since 2013.
And Dan, before we finish up today, last question, what's been the funniest moment that you've been a part of in your career?
I wish I had a better answer for you on this one. I would say this, that from my career, I think that the thing where I get the most laughter is inside the press room. And it's the thing that I missed the most in 2020 as we kind of operated in this revised COVID-19 world where we were doing most of our stuff from home and press conferences over Zoom and covering road games from your basement and things like that. But I just missed the dynamic of being in the media room with other reporters, being able to give each other crap here and there, being able to sort of pick on each other in a friendly manner, being able to compete. There's a daily sort of energy that comes with that usually produces a lot of laughter. And then again, in normal times, when you're able to go on road trips around the country to cover road games and sort of just be out the night before the game, telling jokes and being together. Those are the things that give me the most sort of laughter and joy on the beat. And if I come up with a specific moment, I'll make sure to circle back with you and bring it back to you.
Well, Dan, thank you so much for joining me. Really a pleasure to talk Bears with you. Let's do it again soon, and best wishes as this crazy offseason gets underway. Really appreciate it.
Same to you, John. Appreciate it.
Great talk there with Dan Wiederer, and that'll do it for us today here on Sports Talk Chicago. Big thank you to Dan Wiederer himself, Matt Dubio, WCKG, Jim DeTalb, and Tomorrow Entertainment for making this show a success. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at John Z Sports and on Facebook at John Zagluo. And if you want to listen to this show at any time in podcast form, search up Sports Talk Chicago on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and sportstalkchicago.com. Another great show comes your way tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Till then, stay safe, and so long, everyone.
No! No! Where are the turtles?